Good morning, guys. Did nobody hear me? I said good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Today's story is about bugs. Does it work? Did it work? Oh. Who knows what this bug is?
Look behind you.
An ant. What kind of ant do you think it is? Yes. Luis, no more answering. You already know. Who knows what fire ants do when you step on their anthills? Luis, you have to be silent, child.
Stop saying his name.
Yes, and it hurts and it's not fun.
That's right.
Who knows what this bug is?
It's okay.
A mosquito? Yes. Who knows what a mosquito does? Yes, and it leaves a little itchy mark, and it's not fun. Yeah. Who knows what this bug is? No, it's not a spider.
Oh, somebody said a tick.
Did somebody say tick? Who knows what ticks do?
That's what a tick is.
They put their head under your skin and they suck your blood.
One day, a girl named Betty Lou, she was coming inside from playing, and she noticed that she had an itch at the back of her neck, so her mother examined the area and found a tick.
Her mom went into the kitchen, got a cotton ball, dipped it in kerosene, and used it to kill the tick. Really?
Yeah. Okay.
After the tick was killed, Betty Lou wondered why God would let such bad bugs exist.
Do you guys really think God intended for bugs to be bad?
No.
Anybody?
Yes.
No, he didn't. Does anyone know why bugs are bad? Smart, smart, smart. Good job. Yes, the reason is because we sinned. Good job. Smart kid. He's a smart kid. Okay. God loved us and wanted us to be happy, but when we sinned, everything turned from beautiful to ugly.
God is willing to forgive us as long as we turn away and we listen to him.
Let's pray.
Bow your heads, people. Dear God, thank you that we are all here today. Thank you that we can all learn something and that you will always forgive us. Amen.
All right, you guys can go back to your seats now.